Hello and welcome to Ted and Tim's Brain Fart.
I'm Tim and or Ted.
And I'm Ted and or Tim. And today we're going to be asking the question, is it morally right to ghost bust? And and as a caveat to that, also, which ghost do you think is most deserving of busting?
Okay, so Ghostbusting as in the Ghostbusters, obviously.
As in the Ghostbusters, yeah.
Yeah. So are we going to be the ghosts, the busters in this or the ghosts?
Well, in this, we're discussing whether or not it's morally right to be the guy that goes in and busts the ghost.
Right, I'm going to drop some knowledge on you. Okay, we already have Ghostbusters, but we call them exorcists instead.
Yeah. But in this hypothetical, we exist in the Ghostbusters universe where ghosts are actually a thing and not in the universe that we live in now, where there is no evidence either way of ghosts being a thing, and exorcists are in fact just mad priests.
Okay, well, assuming ghosts are a real thing, if they're a proper pest, then yes, I'm up for busting these ghosts. If I wake up one day and I've potentially got a poltergeist kid living in my living room changing my TV, then I'm gonna be annoyed with that. Yeah, I'll call him like a pest remover kind of guy, kind of thing.
Bit like a pest control sort of situation.
Yeah, it's okay. A Victorian one again, kind of thing.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
put a tent over the house, fumigate it with a Ghostbuster machine.
But let me just give a quick Google while we're talking. Yeah, I'm not sure. So where do the ghosts go? Where do the ghosts go when they're bust?
Right. So they go into that trap thing, and that then gets put into like a big old vault, which is supposedly like an alternate netherworld dimension. When they in the vault itself, because there's
that's right. From, of course, it is
from the old cartoons. I do remember one day when the vault burst
and everything spilled out.
Yeah, and I think at some point they had to go in it at one point as well to get a ghost that shouldn't have been bust or something.
Okay,
I can't remember, but yeah, it was like a netherworld in there, so where like, all the ghosts were just away from people, basically.
They go into this weird ghost prison, essentially.
Essentially, yeah. Where they just can't get to the living. So, as someone who may eventually one day die and become a ghost, I'm not a fan of that. But as a current person living, I don't want them ghosts bothering me. So maybe we could find some kind of humane way to destroy them.
Is there, like, you're using Ghostbusters logic. They generally just become sort of almost poltergeisty and a bit of a pest, don't they, as a rule?
Yeah.
In the Ghostbusters realm. What if say, the ghosts were a bit more sentient, like you get ghosts in magical things, like the ghosts from Harry Potter, where they've, you know, they retain all their memories and stuff, or like Patrick Swayze, where he's just himself.
Right.
So you basically got an actual, or like even supernatural ghosts, where they start off with their own brain and personality and slowly descend into corruption. Is it still morally wrong to?
All right, so here's where I think we've got to draw the line. Okay, so if a ghost is just minding its own business, I'm happy to let it mind its own business. Kind of like spiders, rats, and stuff like that. As long as they're not causing me grief, I'm happy to let them be. Right? The moment they start possessing me and messing up my shit, pest. Okay, that's the line.
Okay, so as soon as they start messing with stuff, they become a pest and you can get rid of them.
Yep, so I'm happy with that. So friendly advice in like Harry Potter ghosts, that's fine. You know, kind of a neighbor you pass on the street. You don't really want to talk to him, but you know, you have to say hello.
Yeah.
But no, gotta say, coming in and stabbing your family, Chucky style, not a fan.
Yeah, I mean that's probably not a great thing.
Yeah.
What if you knew that over time they were going to descend into that? Would you preemptively bust, or would you wait until they've descended into madness and then bust?
Right. So I'm going to say at this point that that's kind of their decision. Whilst they're still sentient and conscious of their own well-being, they'll know that what's going to eventually happen to them, and they can like self-euthanize. And if they then become a pest, then we could put them out ourselves.
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. So.
Right. Cool.
That's the morals
for you.
That's the morals worked out on this little bit. But what about if we're working as Ghostbusters, right? That's our business.
All right.
We make money busting ghosts. We get a phone call from a client. Client says, "I need you to come bust this ghost."
Okay.
Okay. We rock up with all our gear.
Yep.
Hop out, go into the house, and it's a fully sentient ghost. But we are paid to bust that ghost.
Whoa, see, I think this is kind of like... I think there'll have to be some kind of like official guidelines on whether or not we can bust a sentient ghost. We might be able to then move them on, as it were, as in like put them in a trap and then release them into the wild, kind of snakes in a house. There's nothing wrong with like endangered species. Just got, as long as you can relocate them safely, it's fine.
So what you're suggesting is maybe we have to set up some sort of like ghost zoo or ghost ghost enclosure, like a reservation,
like an old folks home, but for old ghosts.
Yeah,
where the old folk go when they die.
Monitored at all times by other Ghostbusters in case they turn crazy and start trying to kill the other ghosts.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So you're saying, so basically, we've come down on it's morally okay to bust ghosts as long as they're mindless beasts. As soon as they become sentient, we need to invest in some sort of ghost old folks home.
Yes. Well, maybe, like say, we could create a virtual old folks home in the ghost vault. So, again, they're busted, they're out of the way, which is basically what we're doing with the old folks prison. They're busted into it and they're put in the storage with the not crazy ghosts.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. What if there was two forms of busting? Like the Ghostbusters version is to literally to put them into an alternate storage vault, isn't it? To put them safe out of the way so they're not interfering with anybody. What if the other version of that is the supernatural, where you just salt and burn the bones and it completely destroys the ghost?
Yeah, well, that the supernatural version is supposedly where they move them onto either heaven or hell. So if you salt and burn the bones, it forces them to move on, regardless.
Yeah, destroys
of
destroys their connection with the physical plane. What if that was an option?
I'm happy with that.
Is that a better option than the vault, or a worse option than the vault?
I think it's an option if you can't, like, if you can't safely store them until they've gone mad and too far. So extension of life kind of thing here. Like with old folks, like we can't euthanize them as soon as they're a nuisance. as soon as they're a handful, injection to the back of the neck, off they go. Then salt and burn them so they don't come back as Alzheimer's ridden ghosts as well.
Yeah.
Because I assume the disease carries over.
Well, it depends on the ghost. If it's like the Harry Potter ghost, Nearly Headless Nick was still nearly headless when he was a ghost, wasn't he? So I assume you carry with you at least the final injury that killed you. So potentially, if you die from like Alzheimer's, you wake up with still having Alzheimer's, I suppose.
Never, not really remembering that you died.
Yeah. Is that?
Oh, I'm not liking where this is going.
No.
The grey area is just getting bigger and bigger.
it really is, isn't it?
Is it okay to euthanize an Alzheimer's ridden ghost? Is where we've got to.
this took a dark trek, didn't it?
I mean, I'm fully on board with it. Don't get me wrong. Definitely salt and burn the bones, put them in a vault, whatever. Just get them out of the way. And then when they become ghosts, you can do that as well.
I was going to say, is that for the patient with the Alzheimer's or the ghost were you talking about there?
All right, so, we just carry on and just like, all right, we had an edit and we forgot where we were, so we're just going to carry on and try and figure out what we had said. Right, so we'd got to ghost busting Alzheimer's ridden ghosts, whether or not it's ethical or not. I'm all for yes. Just get rid of them.
Yep. If get rid of them because they're now a pest.
Yeah, if it was me, I would want to be busted, and I would also want to be euthanized if I'm still alive with Alzheimer's at that point and I can't think for myself.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. Yeah.
So I want to.
I think there'd have to be like some sort of maybe like some sort of ghost DNR.
Oh yeah.
like if you were a person suffering from Alzheimer's, you could. Sign a ghost DNR card as soon as you become a ghost, that they just immediately just Salt and burn your bones.
Could you not have a DNB as well then? A do not bust.
Do not, but yeah, DNB, that's what it would be. Do not bust.
I guess I get written on your organ donor card. Yeah, you can have my heart, my liver, my lungs, and if I become a ghost, bust me.
Yeah. Okay, so just a little side tangent, right?
All right.
The in the supernatural logic, a ghost is bound to the body, and if it becomes a ghost, that becomes a spirit and then needs eventually supernatural murdering. They need to salt and burn the body.
Not always.
They've often said that sometimes it can bond to a psychic link to its favorite item.
Yeah, an object. Yeah,
an object. Does that mean, say for example, a person dies?
Yeah.
And they're a really healthy person, so all of their organs get cut up and used. You get even bits of retina and, you know, that kind of just fucking literally. They go to town. They harvest this person.
Yep.
They virtually hollow him out.
Yep.
Does that mean for the supernatural boys to bust that ghost, they need to track down every single individual donor recipient and bust those people first?
Well, they specifically say burn the bones, but you can be a bone donator as well now. So yes, yeah. I'd say yes. You have to find out everybody who ever got transplanted by this person, but I assume you'll be able to pick them up because they're the ones that are calling you because they're being haunted.
Yeah, they'll be the ones being haunted, won't they?
Yeah, so I think it'll be fairly easy.
Yeah.
I mean, does it work if you burn a bit of them as well? For example, you find the person who's taken the leg bone, and you take the leg bone out of them and burn it. Does the ghost still have a bit of leg? Or are you burning away a bit of this ghost at a time?
I think... The ghost,
or do you have to collect all the bones together and burn them all as one?
I think if I remember rightly, the ghost inhabits the object regardless of its size. So if, like, for example, a bit of the bone was used, if you burnt every other little bit of bone that was used and the main skeleton as well, you'd still have to burn that little bone, otherwise the ghost would still be at 100%.
Okay.
So the ghost's at 100% until everything's destroyed.
Right, or otherwise ghost prison busted. So that's where the ghost imprisonment will come in, really, wouldn't it? The Ghostbuster style.
The ghost And ghosts tend to be, as a sort of story myth, tend to come from traumatic experiences as well.
Yeah,
you don't tend to have died peacefully in his sleep, woke up and haunted his wife for 20 years. You generally have.
You do get that. Like I said, that's the nice ghost, isn't it? The guy who sticks around after he's died to make sure his wife's okay until supernatural rules kick in and he goes mad and starts haunting her.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But I think there's more stories about them from traumatic death, so isn't there?
There is, yeah. Yeah, usually it's a violent death. And right, this is always one thing that's always got me as well. Going back to supernatural verse, right? So... guy dies, violent death, becomes a ghost, okay? The supernatural boys turn up, bust him, send him to hell, because he was a bad guy. He spends enough time in hell to become a demon and goes back up to Earth, where the supernatural guys bust him again.
Yep.
Did that guy die 4 times?
I think, yes, he did. I think, didn't he?
Right. Because, right, do demons then go to, in the supernatural verse, the void? Where angels go to die as well?
They go to purgatory, don't they?
No, that's monsters. That's monsters.
That's where monsters go.
Yeah. Because in supernatural lore, right, as soon as you become a monster, your soul is corrupt and can't go to heaven or hell.
Okay.
So it goes to purgatory. That was the other place. So you're double cursed when you're bit by a monster, basically. Vampire comes and gets you.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're screwed for eternity now. Not just a little bit.
Right. Yeah, so basically, that person would die, obviously die its death, then die its ghost death, then get mutated into a demon, and then die a third death and go into the void.
And that's, assuming that's then it's not brought back, kind of Lucifer style, I'm guessing, he can continue coming back to life. So is there really any fear of death? Supernatural wise, I say no.
as long as you are willing to become a demon, and as long as you were a bad guy and went to hell and willing to spend the eternity mutating into a demon, then no, there's no fear of death. But there's nothing the other way.
There's no
good people that become an angel.
There is. In one of the later seasons, Jack gets manipulated into creating angels by mutating the souls of humans.
I must have been one of the ones I haven't seen.
It was very. It was like a small throwaway 10 minutes in the middle of an episode. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jack can create angels. They never went back to it.
Again, I dropped out when Lucifer had a kid. And then went through a portal or some shit, and
yep.
And that was the last one I saw. So,
well, it was not long after that. It's Lucifer's kid that does the angel creating, but still, that's not where we're at. We're not on angels and demons. We're on ghosts.
yeah. Okay. So it's
So now we've got our morally grey guidelines for destroying ghosts.
Yeah,
what
now we've
ghosts
got our, yeah.
Should we be destroying? Have you got any famous ghosts that you know of, like movie ghosts, TV ghosts that you think, well, that ghost could have been got?
There are a number of famous ghosts. I personally would have wiped out all the Harry Potter helpful ghosts. Sod them.
I
don't think children should be subjected to ghosts.
Yeah, but
in their very
under our establishedly grey guidelines, they're fine. They're sentient.
Yeah, I know they are fine. And
you're a rogue ghostbuster. You're just a murderer at that point.
Yeah. Is there a punishment for murdering all right ghosts?
I think there's got to be, hasn't there? If we can come up with rules to why we shouldn't kill them, that's kind of the same rules that we apply to living people. So yeah.
Yeah.
Ghost aside.
Ghost aside.
Yep. Which is also one of the names of our branded, patented ghost repellent products.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Ghost aside, it's like a gas that you roll in.
It is, yeah. Okay, so you've gone for the nearly headless Nick and his cohort of friendly ghosts, and you've instantly gone to prison.
Yep. Or what about Casper the friendly ghost and his awful uncles or whatever they were?
All right, so by the rules, Casper's safe. However, his awful uncles should get got.
Yeah, because they're a pest.
They are a pest.
But I'd argue that initially, Casper was a pest because he freaked everybody out because he's still a ghost.
Yeah, but
and initially the dad wanted all of the ghosts gone, didn't he?
He did, but unfortunately,
what if he hired us?
That's very much the Muslim with a backpack, isn't it? It kind of freaks a lot of people out, but not really doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not okay to just go. I know, right? That's a
tricky joke, that one, isn't it?
But it's a true fact. Like I say, just because
he's a ghost, but the uncles are also sentient as well, though.
Yes, but they are being a pest. So they are being corrupt.
So they need to be put somewhere safe, as like a ghost jail. But they don't want to be. They can't be.
Ghost euthanized. Yeah.
So basically, what we need to decide is we need to decide terminology for it, right? We've got ghost busting is putting them in a safe place like a prison, a ghost jail.
Yep.
That's what the Ghostbusters did.
Yep.
And then we need a term for we've got ghost euthanizing for those that voluntarily end their own existence because they don't want to be Alzheimer's ghost. And then we need a term for is it ghost pest removal?
Moving on.
Moving on is when you forcibly removed a ghost via
from the mortal plane.
Salt in the bones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or okay, should we just go full exorcism?
Okay, exorcism. Yeah, exorcism.
So
is
we've got
the,
busted, euthanized, busted, and exorcised.
Euthanized and exorcised. Yeah.
Okay. It's like Shag, Marry, Avoid, but for ghosts. This
it is. Yeah. It's Shag, Marry, Avoid with ghosts, but.
Okay, right, so other ghosts.
So have you got any ghosts?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go for the ghost, Patrick Swayze, from the film Ghost.
Patrick Swayze was a fully sentient man who just hung around to look after his wife.
Yeah, but the moment he possessed people, he became a rogue ghost. He should be bussed.
He should be bussed.
Should be bussed, yep.
Right, because he went rogue, yeah.
He went rogue, yep. He broke the ghost rules, broke the ghost laws. He's now a rogue ghost. He should be bussed.
Okay, yeah, that's fair, because he did break the ghost rules. He did start possessing people, so yeah, he can be bussed. He's put in ghost jail. That's fair.
Yep.
The ghosts of... What about the Christmas ghosts? Ghosts of past, present, and future.
Well, Again, these should be bust. They broke the ghost rules. They became a pest to poor old Scrooge, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. But they did it. They did it for morally good reasons. Does that change the?
That's the whole kill Hitler as a baby thing. You know, do you go to prison for killing a baby? Yeah, you did it with a morally good reason. It's still baby killing.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think they should definitely be put in ghost jail.
I'm going to go for Kevin Costner's Field of Dreams. The entire baseball team should be bust.
Should be bust.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. They manipulated that man to get rid of his livelihood by converting his field of crops that he should have sold as profit for sustain his family and stuff, and instead they made him build a baseball pitch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Arguably, you could say that baseball probably earns more money than crops. And by probably, I mean definitely does.
No, only in... one of those Field of Dreamers, the Dream Ghosts, came over to the UK and tried to build a baseball pitch.
Yeah, it wouldn't go down quite as well, no.
Yeah, so that's very situational. I suppose we'll have to apply to local law there.
Yeah. I think.
Did Kevin Costner think they were a pest, which he did at first? Did he call them in?
But then, right, this is the Casper situation all over again, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, that's a tough one. Now I'm breaking it down. Right, so they were haunting him, telling him, just whispering his dreams, you know, if you build it, they will come. Is that a threat?
No, that's more of a piece of advice, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah. So how do you assume that they were just
I
ghosts
would say that
messing
the Field
you?
Of Dreams ghosts are probably about as helpful as the Nearly Headless Nick ghosts.
Oh, maybe.
So... I'd say that potentially they if you bust them, you're going to go to jail for not to jail, but you're going to face a hefty fine for illegal busting.
So it's not murder.
No, not murder, because we're not exercising them.
It's a lawful imprisonment, because we can release those ghosts if we're just busting them.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, they're going to get released, and you're going to get a hefty fine.
Good done for ghost napping. I'm okay with that.
Ghost napping. Oh. Okay, I've got another one for you. This is one that's a bit different. It doesn't necessarily know. Dr. Malcolm Crewe from The Sixth Sense, or Bruce Willis, if you prefer.
Okay. So should he be busted? Is what you're asking me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go yes.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a scene in that film where he's driving a car and a ghost couldn't be allowed to drive cars. So bust.
I mean, I don't remember him driving a car, but
I've got this sense of him and the Haley Joel Osment kid, or whatever his name is, sat in the passenger seat talking about ghosts that you can see out the window.
Yeah, I that actually sounds familiar, yeah, to be honest with you.
So, at that point, Bruce Willis is long dead, because he's supposed to have died at the beginning, wasn't it?
Died right at the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, so Bruce Willis was driving that car as a ghost that no one else could see. So it was a self-driving car as far as anyone else was concerned. But he's definitely a poltergeist at that point, and he's messing with things, therefore should die. Should be busted at least.
But he didn't actually hurt anybody, he didn't do anything technically wrong. He helped that Haley Joel Osment kid to
bring down
some terms with his pat with his abilities, and also he gave his wife some comfort, didn't he? Didn't he, at the end, do some sort of weird ghost manipulation to give her a sense of peace or something?
It's been so long since I've seen that film that I really don't know. All I had was
I got this vague memory of her on a bed crying and him just doing something like ghostly, and her just getting like
the
relaxed
tingles
and falling asleep. So,
okay.
I don't really remember that.
No. Well, let's go for a conditional bust with chance of parole.
Okay. Bust with chance of parole. Yeah.
Right. So we've got a new category. Bust until we can confirm their innocence.
Really complicated, hasn't it? The more you go into the morals of Ghostbusting, the more morals you have to just readjust and reassign.
Yeah, this is a large grey area. This, when you heard this topic, I thought, oh, this is going to be an easy one. No.
Yeah, I thought it would be as well, yeah.
All right. Okay. So any other famous ghosts? All right.
I've got loads, mate. I've got absolutely loads.
I've got one for you.
But go on.
Yoda at the end of Rise of Skywalker.
Yoda at the end of Rise of Skywalker.
Or whichever one he was in. Ghost Yoda. Whichever film
Ghost Yoda was in loads, wasn't he?
Yeah, but the one where he burned down the Sacred Jedi tree.
Oh, that was like the second shit end one, wasn't it? Rather than the third shit end one.
Yeah.
It was because in the third one he came back again. This time he gave he pointed out a lightsaber to her and then lifted up that was Luke, wasn't it, that came back that time?
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way.
But yeah.
At that point, he deserves to be bust.
He does. Yeah. He burnt a tree. That's vandalism. Tree. That's ghost vandalism. Bust. No condition of parole for him. Obi-Wan Kenobi, right? Not bust, because he's a headless Nick type. He's just a sentient ghost potting around giving advice.
Yeah.
Luke.
And Qui-Gon as well was the same, wasn't he? Because he popped in, he didn't say anything, but he was just there at the end of one of the
thing. Can you bust a Force ghost? Right, so
I'd have to say that Force ghost probably operates under the same.
So, for example, the one where Luke is projecting his Force ghost across the galaxy, he's actually still alive at the temple, isn't he? And his ghost is there. If the Ghostbuster turned up and tried to bust his ghost, does living Luke die? If his ghost gets imprisoned, does that then mean that by proxy, because the Ghostbusters didn't know about astral projection, did they commit a murder?
I think.
Ah, so many grey areas on this.
Yeah, I think at that point, you probably did commit a murder.
I mean,
no, it's not a murder. Industrial accident.
That's still manslaughter, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still manslaughter. It's like culpable homicide, isn't it? That's where you can get a few years in jail, but not as many as you do for murder.
I love the defence there being, but we could just let his Force ghost go. Too late, mate. He's dead.
You actually killed his alive body.
Okay. So, God. Too many grey areas. Give me another ghost. Let's see if we can figure it out.
I've got one that we can fit nice and firmly into our exorcism category, if it helps.
Go for it.
It takes away some of the grey area for you. The Flying Dutchman.
This is the boat.
The 18th century ship.
Yeah, haunted by... Okay.
So it's a ghost ship manned by ghosts.
Right.
They never really do anything, but they spook people.
They do, don't they? So,
and they
are at least worth busting, right? Are they worth exercising? Because they don't commit murders, do they? They're just a nuisance.
No, but according to the legend of the Flying Dutchman, any ship that sees the Flying Dutchman subsequently suffers a massive problem and has, ends its...
Yeah, they tend to lure them onto rocks, don't they? Something like that. Like sirens.
So I would say that is potentially them being a
murderous pest.
And...
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll exercise the pirates because they're controlling the ship, but I think the ship itself should be allowed to be busted for complicity.
Okay.
So now I've just got a ghost ship without its crew. There we go. In my vault.
In the vault. Yeah.
Where does zombies fall on our busting scale? Because obviously that led me to Black Pearl, and they're all zombies, not ghosts. Can a zombie be bust?
No, because zombies have got a corporeal form, so you'd have to get rid of the body first, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so that's just nothing but exorcism for them, is it? You just have to sort of burn them whilst they're still pottering around.
Yeah, you basically just have to... I'm just scrolling down a list of famous ghosts now, and I've got down to P, and someone's written in Pac-Man ghosts.
Well, definitely bust. They keep killing Pac-Man. They're exercised.
Exercised,
that's
definitely,
an easy one.
Yeah, because they keep murdering Pac-Man.
And Mrs. Pac-Man,
yeah.
Oh, okay. What else we got? Give me another one.
Ringwraiths.
They're not ghosts, are they?
They're not,
because they've got physical form.
Ghosts, but they follow similar sort of rules to ghosts.
No, I think they're technically still alive. They're given unnaturally long lives by the rings, weren't they? And then controlled. They were zombies more than ghosts.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, no, I'm just scrolling down through the. Well, I suppose we've got to go with. What about the Where is it? I can't find his name. No, I can't find his name. Just as I was scrolling down, the picture from the of the ghost from Ghostbusters 2. Here you go. Viego, the from Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, the guy in the
Viego
painting.
Von Homburg Duschendorf, also known as Viego the Cruel.
Yeah. He's exercised.
Yeah.
He's not Ghostbusters.
So you're saying
that
Ghostbusters took the wrong call by busting him. They should have actually exercised him.
Yeah, well, they obviously didn't know about exorcisms.
Maybe not, yeah.
They only had the one type of punishment. They don't have capital ghost punishment, I guess.
That's what it is.
In the city of New York, Ghostbuster world. Whereas we've made it a possibility everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think of any other ghosts.
That's reached the end of my like famous ghost lists, apart from things like, you know, Hamlet's dad. But you have to admit, Hamlet's dad just appears and manipulates the situation, doesn't he? So is he
a pest?
He doesn't
kill anyone himself, does he? And he doesn't actually physically interact with anything. He's just a nuisance.
He just comes in and says stuff.
So I think this is back to Field of Dreams, where busted with parole.
Fair enough.
Released
yeah.
back into a different environment.
Yeah, rehabilitated. so that brings up a whole new category of jobs. You know, like we've got Ghostbusters, but now we're going to have to get some ghost counsellors, aren't we?
Ghost parole officers, yeah.
Ghost parole officers. We've got a ghost legal system forming, haven't we, now?
we've established ghost rights here, aren't we, really?
What about Moaning Myrtle?
Ah, right, so she should be busted.
Yes, I'm glad you said that, because that's what I was going to argue for.
Because she interfered. She hid Riddle's diary. She told Harry the answer to cup thing, wizard cup test. So she is that not just advice? That's advice, but hiding the diary.
Didn't she also mess with like the toilets and stuff as well? Like you couldn't go into a particular store because it kept breaking or something.
Yeah. So she's a poltergeist.
That's physically inconveniencing the staff at Hogwarts.
Yep, that's busted. She's a bus ghost.
She's a bus ghost. And then wasn't there like Peeves, the little poltergeist fucker that kept flying around doing shit?
Yeah, he should be busted too.
I think he should be exercised.
I don't think he killed anyone.
I just didn't like him. He was a right ass.
Yeah, well, again that's not the law,
either way,
is
I'm going. I think I'm going to jail for ghost murder, aren't I? Let's be honest.
Yeah, your ghost-busted gun's only set to exercise. All right. So, what have we learned today?
We have learned that ghost morality is quite a tricky thing to work out.
Yeah, there's a lot of grey in whether or not you should imprison a ghost or outright murder it.
Yep. I'm more in favour of apparently outright murdering some ghosts.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more lenient on some ghosts, but if I ever become an Alzheimer's-ridden ghost myself, I should be exorcised.
Yep, that's fair.
Okay. Well, okay. I think is that everything?
Who's the worst
ghost?
The worst ghost?
Worst ghost.
In what sense is you using the word worst?
I don't know.
are you using the word
Wait,
worst?
Wait, I already know who's the worst ghost. It's Luke Skywalker.
Yeah?
Because if you bust that ghost, you go to prison for murder.
Yeah, I suppose it depends which point in the timeline that you actually bust him. Because if you bust him just before she re-arrives back on his little planet thing where he sucked the tits of those weird creatures, right? In the third film, I don't know what the planet is called.
Yeah, right? Nobody does.
If you get him before she arrives back, but after he's become a Force ghost, right? She never makes it to meet Palpatine, and Kylo Ren just becomes the next Emperor.
Maybe.
So if you bust him right, you don't end up with that silly cheesy ending.
But, you know, that's killing Hitler again. Unfortunately, the act of busting Luke Skywalker as a Force ghost is murder. So, hope you've enjoyed learning that with us.
And we'll catch you again next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.